Christ gave himself for our deliverance, February 25. God provides a way of escape. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. The price paid for our redemption, the infinite sacrifice of our Heavenly Father in giving his Son to die for us, should give us exalted conceptions of what we may become through Christ. As the inspired Apostle John beheld the height, the depth, the breadth of the Father's love toward the perishing race, he was filled with adoration and reverence, and he called upon the world to behold it. What a value this places upon man! Through transgression, the sons of man become subjects of Satan. Through faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ, the sons of Adam may become the sons of God. By assuming human nature, Christ elevates humanity. Fallen men are placed where, through connection with Christ, they may indeed become worthy of the name sons of God. Such love is without a parallel. Children of the Heavenly King. Precious promise. Theme for the most profound meditation. The matchless love of God for a world that did not love him. The thought has a subduing power upon the soul, and brings the mind into captivity to the will of God. The more we study the divine character in the light of the cross, the more we see mercy, tenderness, and forgiveness blended with equity and justice, and the more clearly we discern innumerable evidences of a love that is infinite, and a tender pity surpassing a mother's yearning sympathy for her wayward child. Christ waits to adopt you into his family. His strength will help your weakness, he will lead you step by step. Place your hand in his, and let him guide you.